Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
have a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at 9:50. St. Faustina,
pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
Okay, and let's talk about today's meditation. And it's kind of related to yesterday's meditation. And it's also related to our saint of the day, St. Francis of Rome. How do we know when God is calling us and what his call is for us? Think about that, guys. How do we know when God is calling us and what his call for us is? That's a great meditation right there. That's a great reflection. Don't you think, John?
I do. And, you know, there's sometimes when we don't know the answer to that. And so what we do is we ask for two things. We ask for God to show us the light for which direction that we should go in, and then we ask for if God is withdrawing his light so that we don't know specifically what we're supposed to do, we ask him to keep us on the path of his will, even if we don't see it. Sometimes he withdraws that light a little bit just to make us step out a little bit in faith. We can still ask for the grace to stay on the path, even if we don't know what it is. And sometimes we walk in darkness. Sometimes
exactly.
We don't know exactly where God is leading us. I've been through that situation many times. We go through this ebb and flow of consolations and desolations. That's part of the experience. But we should always be seeking God's will, and we should always be seeking to know God's will, and he'll reveal to us. It's one of those things that he'll reveal it to us as we need to know it, not necessarily as we want to know it.
Exactly. So how does this apply to St. Francis of Rome? Well, it's simple, really. She lived from 1384 to 1440. When she was 11 or 12 years old, so that would be 1395, 1396, she absolutely knew that she wanted to be a nun. She wanted to be a bride of Christ. And her father said, well, no, that's not going to happen. And back in that day, your father gave you the word. That was the word. That was it. There was no second guessing. Dad's word was the law. And so Dad actually had already arranged a marriage for her. And so obediently, she entered into the marriage reluctantly, and she asked God to not make her do it. But it was his will that she do that. And so she stayed married to this guy for 40 years. I mean, this guy was everything any girl would have wanted. He was nice. He had money. He was from nobility. He was from good stock. So everything a girl could possibly want, unless she wanted to be a bride of Christ. Well, she didn't get the chance to be a bride of Christ right away. And she was married for 40 years, had children, two of whom died from the plague. And when she was living, Rome was in chaos. It was at war, and the city was in ruins from political disarray and widespread disease. So St. Francis responded to this by converting her home into a hospital. And she would actually drive out into the streets and I'm holding my hands like I'm holding reins, like you guys can see me. But she would ride out into the streets on a wagon pulled by horses. There's my reins that I'm holding on to find sick people, poor people, people that were sick and poor and needed some place to be. And she would load them into the wagon and bring them on home. And, you know, she'd care for them. And she miraculously cured many people. And back in the day, the plague didn't have a cure. I'm still not sure there is a cure for the plague, is there? The Black Plague?
I don't know.
Be interesting to find out. I'll give a plug nickel to anybody that calls in and tells us. So anyway, like I said, she drove out with a wagon. She miraculously cured many people. And at the same time, also started the first orphanage in Rome. What an amazing lady.
Yeah.
She inspired many women to join her in this life of prayer and good works. And eventually she founded a congregation of lay oblates that were attached to the nearby Benedictine monastery. And that, and her group was known as the Oblates of St. Francis of Rome. So after her husband died, she entered the religious life as the group superior. She was one of the great mystics of her time, having dictated some 97 visions, and was visibly guided by her guardian angel throughout her life. St. Francis of Rome is the patron saint of many causes, including motorists, pilots, women, widows, hospitals, doctors, and against plague and the death of children. And in fact, on her feast day, many priests bless cars due to her patronage of cars and drivers. And let's see if I can find when she was actually canonized. It doesn't say when she was beatified. Let me look one more place. Veneration. On May 9th, 1608, she was canonized by Pope Paul V, and in following decades, a diligent search was made for her remains, which may have been hidden due to the troubled times in which she lived. Her body was found incorrupt some months after her death. Her grave was identified on April 2nd, but this time only the bones remained, and her remains were reburied in the Church of Santa Maria Nova on March 9, 1649. And so that is the story of St. Francis of Rome. St. Francis of Rome?
Pray for us.
Amen and amen. So I don't have much of an update for you guys today.
Well, we could talk about what William covered today. I didn't get a chance to catch it in his two shows today. What did he cover?
Well, the first show, they covered the many titles of Mary. And on the second show, they covered who wrote the book of Hebrews. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve Ray was a guest on that show.
Steve Ray
was on the Titles for Mary show, Catholicism Rocks.
Okay. Steve Ray, the friend of the four persons and the original Catholic defender.
Yes, he is.
What a great apologist and friend he is, and I can't wait to spend 2 weeks with him in Israel. What a thrill that's going to be.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a great thrill.
Yeah.
So
I'm anxious to listen to those two programs. That's going to be... So I don't know if you want to spill the beans, but What was the verdict on who wrote Hebrews? Are you going to make me listen to it to find out?
I'm going to make you listen to it to find out.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll do that. And we'll make all our audience do that, too. So catch William Hemsworth's Burnt Toast and Coffee show to find out who wrote the book of Hebrews, and catch Bottles of Crop to support many titles of Mary. Two shows I'm definitely
all right. Hey, John, I've got an emergency. I've got to cut the show short.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. Guys, sorry. I got to cut it short because I've got an emergency to deal with. I'm sorry. I love you all. God bless you all. I'll see you tomorrow at 3:30. And until then, be blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.